Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the sixth parak of Maseches Sanhedrin. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Beis Haskila HaGavosh Tekamos. The place where they would throw him off the cliff was two stories high. Echad min ha'edim doch v'al maslov. One of the edim would push him on his stomach, nepach alibo, meaning when they would push him on his back, rather, meaning they would push him as if lying backwards, and he would flip over to his heart, meaning if he flipped over, then hof v'al maslov, they would flip him back over. In Mesba, Yotza. If he died just from the shove, then he was Yotze. And if he didn't die from that, then someone else, the second aide, would take the stone and would throw it on his heart. If he died from that, he was Yotze. And if he didn't die from that, then all the other Jewish people could join in on the stoning. Because the pasuk says that the Yad HaEdim starts, but then everybody else gets an opportunity. Kolan is called Nitl in Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says anyone who was stoned was then hanged. Then only Magadev, someone who blasphemes the name of Hashem, and someone who's Ovid Avod Zara, has their body get hanged after they are stoned. Rabbi Eliezer says a man whose body is hanged, his face is toward the people, whereas a woman, her face is toward the gallows. A woman doesn't get hung up at all. What do you mean a woman doesn't get hung up at all? Shimon ben Shetach hung all the women in Ashkelon when they deserve to be killed. So Amr Lo, they said, Shmonim Nashim Tala, Vein Dan Shnayim B'Yomechad. Yeah, but he broke a lot of rules, meaning he hanged 80 women, and you're not allowed to judge more than one person in a single day. So Ketzat, so obviously it was a Horasha. So Ketzat told him, so how would they hang the person? Mashkin Asakor Ba'aretz, they would sink the beam into the ground. Ve'itz Yotzei Mimenu, the eights, the gallows came out from that. Umakiv Shtei Yadav Zol Gabezu, they would put his hands one on top of the other, v'tolo, so they would hang it by his hands. Rabbi Yossi Omer HaKoru Muta L'Kosel. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it was just one beam that was leaning against the wall. V'tolo Oso K'derek Shat HaBachan Osin. And they would hang him the way butchers hang a piece of meat. U'matir Noso Mi'ar. And right away they would untie him. V'imlan Over Olav B'lo Sase. But if they left him hanging there overnight, it's a violation of Olav. Shemar Lo Selin Ev Lo Sal Eit Ki Kavartik Bren. You cannot leave the body hanging there overnight. You have to bury him. Ki kila selukim taloi. Kolomar mnei mazat talim shebirich Hashem minis Hashem shemayim mischalal. Because it would turn out to be a chilul Hashem. Because everyone's going to say, "Oh, why is this guy hanging there? Oh, it's because he cursed Hashem." And that itself is a chilul Hashem to let people know that there are people doing such averos. Mishnah hey, Amr Meir b'shash adam mitztair shchina ma'al lashon ameras. When a person is mitztair because he's suffering because of pranos that are that are happening to him due to his sins, what does the Shechina say? In what way does the Shechina respond? Kaviyachol kalni miroshi kalni mizroi, as if to say that my head hurts and my arms hurt, meaning as like I'm exhausted from this. So if you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is so mitzta'er, is having such suffering over the blood of the Rishayim that gets spilled, Kal v'chomer over the blood of the Tzadikim, v'lozu b'lodad, el kalamalinus mesa over b'loz aseh. Not only that, but anyone who leaves a mace overnight is in violation of b'loz aseh. Halinu l'kvodo, if they leave him overnight for his own honor, without burying him, lavi lo'or, and v'tachrichim, in order to get him a proper a coffin or proper tachrichim, ain't over love, then it's not a violation. So a lot of times we'll do like that. We'll delay a funeral for the covet of the mace. The children aren't there or something like that. If someone was chayv misa, they would not bury him in kivrei avos. The bezdin themselves had their own two batei kvaros, one for people who violated the less the severe chiyuvei misas peizin, and one for the people who violated the two more severe of the chiyuvei misas peizin. So to review what we learned today, in Mishnah Dalet we described how skila would work essentially, and how they would hang him up after the skila, and machlokas whether they would hang a woman, and machlokas exactly how they would hang him up. And Mishnah Hey, we learned about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not happy about the deaths of Rishayim, and it causes him great sorrow as well. And not only that, we also discussed how we're not allowed to do halona sameisa. You have to bury a person right away unless it's covered that person. And we discussed how someone who's chayav misa and beis din gets buried in these special cemeteries that they had for chayavim misos in beis din. Next time we'll pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.